Radio.
Welcome, everybody. This is Dr. Maria Salas, and this is the Positively Healthy Show. And I just want to welcome everyone to the show today. It's been such a beautiful weekend already. Welcome, Bob.
Hi there, Dr. Maria.
Thanks so much for hanging out with us today.
Oh, my pleasure, as always.
Yes. And so, you know, guys, we've got a wonderful show for you today. First, though, I just want to sort of give a shout out to everyone yesterday. It was the Spring Fling, Two is Better Than One. All the NorCal CrossFit gyms got together and worked together, and it was like a couples workout, partnered up, CrossFit competition. And basically it was CrossFit Reading, North State CrossFit, CrossFit 530, Jefferson State, and Anderson River CrossFit. Everyone did awesome. It was amazing hanging out with all of you guys yesterday, and I just saw a lot of really great athletes doing their thing, making it happen. There was also a category of scaling down the workout, and you know, I just really want to give a shout out to those people that, you know, may have not they may have been new to CrossFit, or you know, just starting out, or you know, still getting it together. And wow, they just did a great job. So congratulations, everyone! Congratulations to all the athletes. And we still have actually several hours left in the day to get outside and breathe the fresh air and just really take advantage of this time of the year. So you guys, we have a wonderful show for you today. Very, very informative. I'm really excited to introduce my guest co-host, and that would be Mark Dadigan.
Oh, well, thank you for having me. I'm really excited to be the co-host. It's like a promotion or something.
Yeah, so what did you get promoted from?
Never having been on the radio before.
Okay, cool. That's awesome. So, but a lot of my, guests, co-hosts, they know that they're being put to work. So.
Yes, she's cracking the whip over here, I'll tell you.
Okay, but you already said you had my back, so we're gonna go ahead and count on that. And, the other shout out that I want to give, before we get started is the Veterans Crisis Line. It's sort of in tune for, what the show is gonna be about today. We'll go ahead and talk about that, but this is a confidential help for veterans and their families, and I want to just go ahead and throw that number out there. It is 1-800-273-8255, and you would press the number 1. Again, that's 1-800-273-8255. Press the number 1, and that's a confidential number for veterans, and it's a crisis line. Anything going on, call them up and see how you can get some help. Mark, we have got 2 minutes left to introduce the show. What are we going to talk about today? Some amazing things about standing against the stigma of mental health.
Exactly. Well, I work for Shasta County Health and Human Services Agency, and the main focus of my job is this project, the Brave Faces Portrait Gallery. And with this gallery, we take photos of local people who have lived through a mental illness or lost a loved one to suicide. And they tell their stories through the photos, and they also do public speaking events. And we do audio recordings with them. And they're all stories about how they got through the hard times, how they got better, all the different strategies and coping techniques that helped them. And the whole purpose of this project is to debunk a lot of those myths about mental illness. And more than anything, to encourage people who are struggling to seek help, because mental illness, it affects 1 in 4 people every year in America. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a stunning figure for a lot of people.
But I think also what you're doing is starting a really great conversation. Yeah. And whether it be through pictures and the people, you know, there's a lot going on in the media right now about mental illness and, you know, how we need to be more aware. And yet we're also being asked to, you know, stand against the stigmas that are created. So I think this is a really great way to get the conversation going. And I look forward to hearing more from you. And we do have another guest coming in later to talk about her story. So this is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. Please come back. We've got a wonderful show.
Today, most beef and poultry products come from factory farms, from animals raised in confinement,
fed antibiotics in genetically modified organisms. Fortunately, there's a local source of humanely raised grass-fed beef, organic chickens, and pastured free-range eggs. The Martin family at the Lazy 69 Ranch near Round Mountain wants you to get back in touch with your food and your farmer. Look for Lazy 69 products at Orchard Nutrition, Holiday Market, Sunset Market, or online at lazy69ranch.com.
We rock!
Well, Bob, you are irresistible.
Oh, pure and simple.
Naturally the best.
We're Mount Shasta Springwater.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank. Professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back, everybody. This is the Positively Healthy Show, and this is Dr. Maria Salas, and I'm here with my guest co-host today, Mark Dadigan, and we are talking about brave faces standing against the stigma of mental health. And this is a really informative show, very, very new to me, as is, I'm sure, for our listeners out there that, you know, maybe they do have a stigma and they're just not knowing it. Or, right. You know, is that what you've kind of noticed, Mark?
I think that everyone has someone in their life who is dealing with a mental illness or a mental health struggle mm-hmm. of some sort, but it's we're struggling to bring these issues out of the closet mm-hmm. and out of the darkness just because there is stigma and shame attached to these things. You know, at each Brave Faces presentation we do, we play this video, and at the end of the video it slides through all the photos of everyone who's participating in the project, and that's about 20 people. And almost, and I hear all the time, while people are watching this video, they'll say, oh, I know who that is. And that's kind of like the moment where I think it gets through to people that, hey, you know, this is affecting every family, or I know someone if yeah. I myself am not having to deal with an issue.
Mm-hmm. Well, I want to know a little bit more about you and how this sort of fell into your lap, all these wonderful projects and sort of your, you know, educational background. How did this happen for you?
Well, I went to graduate school at the University of Oregon and in narrative journalism, and I was really interested in doing stories about people who don't usually have a voice in the mainstream media. And, you know, I kind of was almost trained for this project unwittingly when I was doing this writing project at a homeless tent city in Portland, Oregon. And I just got, you know, a lot of those folks, not all of them, but a lot of them had very open mental health issues. And I think a lot of people, if they see someone who clearly is having some struggles, it makes them uncomfortable or it's a little scary. And I just got, you know, after a while, I got to know those people. I was spending a lot of time there and I just got used to it. And I stopped worrying about the symptoms and things that weren't, you know, quote unquote normal. And I got to see people for who they are, and I really was able to stop some of those snap judgments that all of us are prone to do.
Okay. And can I interject?
Sure.
For a second? Because I think I'm going to play the other side of the coin here.
Sure.
And just say, I think that some of the snap judgments that you may be talking about are just some of the sort of innate fears that some people might have are in a way for them to protect themselves a
right.
little bit. Because, you know, especially with what's going on in the media right now, and different attacks on different people from people that have mental illness.
Right.
You know, I think people are on edge, you know, mm-hmm. not just now, but I mean, probably for years. And, you know, how do we kind of balance that out to, you know, we do need to protect ourselves.
Right. I would never advocate that people don't be careful in the streets, don't take precautions. Mm-hmm. But what I am talking about is coming to a greater understanding of the relationship between mental illness and violence. And
sure.
also the fact that, you know, the only time we really hear about mental illness in kind of public discourse is when there is some kind of violent incident, whether it's Newtown or just something locally that happens on the streets. We don't hear about the thousands and thousands of people who have an eating disorder or who have gone through depression or have a bipolar diagnosis, but they're on the right med and they're doing fine and are, you know,
accomplishing
great things.
Mm-hmm.
And because we don't have the right balance in how we talk and what we hear about mental illness, it leads to a lot of these misconceptions.
Okay. And I feel like I interrupt you earlier about your background
yeah.
and your education.
Oh, that's fine.
We're
a co-host, so we're allowed to interject with each
other. Okay, cool. So you felt like you were just really trained for this Brave Faces project,
yeah.
And that's what led you to this, right?
Yeah, well, I'm a freelance writer and photographer, too, and I was doing work in Shasta County already, and I ended up getting this job with Health and Human Services, and they looked at my background and kind of said, this would be a good project for you.
Yeah. So you didn't really necessarily come up with the sort of blueprint of the project, but you executed it.
Right. Well, this project is funded by the Mental Health Services Act, which is the millionaire's tax. And we knew part of the project, we had a work plan that said we had to do something to fight stigma. And Brave Faces was kind of the idea I came up with our – we have a committee, too, that helps us of local citizens. And that's how we decided to go about fighting stigma.
So before we go to our next break, why don't you introduce one of your local citizens that you brought today to – help us talk about this.
Yes. Iris, she is a participant in the Brave Faces Portrait Gallery. She has shared her story through photos and displays and at different public speaking events that we've held. And I'm excited to introduce her to everyone.
Hi, welcome Iris. To the show, Iris.
Hi. Thanks so much. It's nice to be here. I really appreciate it. And Mark, thank you for doing the work that you've done with the Brave Faces Project. I think it's been enormously successful in this community, and I think it's really given people an opportunity to talk about the fact that they have the symptoms of mental illness, but they also are living successful lives. And the focus is on successful lives, and the fact of the Brave Faces Project, I think, has given quite a large number of people just enormous self-confidence in continuing to be more successful.
Is
I think it's given them a venue.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. So that's how you measure the success of this project, is you see the amount of people, and have you gotten to know some of them and what this has done for them, this project?
Well, I think by default you do, because mm-hmm. people talk about their lives and you hear them talk over time. I mean, people will speak at a number of different speaking venues, and the things that they talk about, you can see how their confidence has developed, and it becomes easier and easier to sort of have a little distance from their own troubles or symptoms, and it becomes more just kind of a life's journey.
Okay.
And I think that's a very important distinction from being labeled mentally ill, which is really kind of a life stopper. It's a very kind of difficult thing to be handed. And this, there's something, you know, there's a way to do something about what you've been given.
And so when we come back, I really want to talk more about, you know, with both of you, is that there is a large spectrum here that we're talking about as far as mental health goes and mental issues. So when we come back to the Positively Healthy Show, please stay tuned. This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. Come on back.
Is a blue shoots up through the stony ground. no room.
Today, most beef and poultry products come from factory farms, from animals raised in confinement, fed antibiotics, and genetically modified organisms. Fortunately, there's a local source of humanely raised grass-fed beef, organic chickens, and pastured free-range eggs. The Martin family at the Lazy 69 Ranch near Round Mountain wants you to get back in touch with your food and your farmer. Look for Lazy 69 products at Orchard Nutrition, Holiday Market, Sunset Market, or online at lazy69ranch.com.
The Weston A. Price Foundation was created to put forth the research of Dr. Price, whose meticulous study of healthy cultures around the world has given us a foundation for traditional foods that promote vibrant health. The foundation is dedicated to restoring nutrient-dense foods to the human diet through education, research, and activism. The Weston A. Price Foundation supports organic and biodynamic farming, pasture feeding of livestock, community-supported farms, honest and informative labeling, and prepared parenting and nurturing therapies. You can join a local Weston A. Price chapter to attend monthly meetings and learn about these healing foods and practices. Creating community around healing foods is what Weston Price is all about. Check out their website, www.westonaprice.org. It's a virtual encyclopedia of information. Join the foundation and receive their stunning quarterly journal, Wise Traditions.
In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have we. Through the decades, we have served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism we would expect for our own families. When you need to get to or from the airport to the train station, perhaps, we're there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234, and we'll be there for you.
Welcome back, everybody. We are talking about brave faces standing against the stigma of mental health issues, and I am here with Mark Dadigan, my guest co-host today, and you wanted to do a shout-out, Mark. What's going on?
Yeah, on May 9th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., we're having the Minds Matter Mental Health Resource Fair, which will be at the downtown atrium, 1670 Market Street, and we'll have about 25 exhibitors.
Oh, that's like right here, right?
That's right here, okay. On the promenade. Mm. And it's all about connecting local people to local mental health resources and general wellness resources. We'll have exhibitors. We're going to have a live art gallery where you can even learn to make your own art. We're going to have a lot of speaker presentations and also a stand-up comic's going to do a show about his struggle with depression and how humor helped him get through that.
Interesting. Yeah, that's because really what you're talking about is all these really amazing coping mechanisms. I mean, from art to the comedian doing his thing to probably writing and the pictures and everything. Those are all really healthy coping mechanisms for just the various types of mental health issues that I kind of wanted to talk about.
Yeah, and well, what's interesting about doing the Brave Faces is they're all recovery stories, and you learn just how complex and how many things it takes to get better and to learn to manage a serious mental illness. And, you know, it's not – sometimes it's medication, but it also requires friendships and support, exercise, getting outside, creativity and art and having a purpose in life.
Mm-hmm. And I would say that even, you know, without having a mental health issue, you need all those things just to be very comprehensive overall health, you know?
Well, and that's, you know, and that's another message we also try to put out there is even if you don't have a serious diagnosis or mm-hmm, anything, mm-hmm. you still have mental health
mm-hmm.
and you still have to,
yeah, we all have mental health.
You still have to maintain it just like yeah. you take, maintain your physical health. Me and Steve, another brave face person, we go around and do fairs sometimes. We'll always ask people, well, what do you do when you're feeling stressed out or something? And people will say, oh, I like to take a bath or go for a walk. And one lady told us she likes to ride her pet pig around her ranch. But then, but the message of that is, you know, that's not just something you like to do. That's a tool, you know, and that's something.
Oh, totally. And it's going to be different for everybody. And, mm-hmm. Like what I've been writing about on my Facebook page lately, the HealthWise Chiropractic Facebook page is what lights your fire? You know, what gets that little, flutter in your gut that just keeps you going and, pushes you to be more and, better and just keeps you alive. So, I think you wanted to talk more about the spectrum of, I guess you would call it severity, mental issues?
Well, I think that's also when people, when I say that there's one in four people who deal with a mental illness every year, that might seem stunning. But then when you think of everything that counts as a mental illness, that's an eating disorder. That's also addiction. Nowadays we kind of, we are starting to see that more as a mental illness or a mental health issue. That's depression, bipolar, schizophrenia. And it can be depression, can just be from stuff that's happening in life. It doesn't have to be a, quote unquote chemical imbalance. Mm-hmm. It could be life piling on you. And so that's one of the important messages, is it's not just a few of these really scary sounding diagnoses, which shouldn't be that scary if we knew more about them.
Mm-hmm.
And in the Brave Faces, you learn a lot about these different struggles through the gallery. And Iris, in particular, her story is focused on working through depression. And I think, it'd be interesting, Iris, to maybe tell the audience a little bit about your story, too.
Sure, I'd be happy to. Yeah, depression in my life started in reaction to the death of my mother, who took her own life. And that was when I was a young woman with small children. And that really tipped me over the edge. But at the same time, I've always had just an enormous curiosity about life. And what that drove me to do was to go back to school and get a degree, get a university degree, and read sort of constantly everything I could find, to take classes and seminars and do healing techniques of everything that I thought would help. And I use a variety of things at this point, from chiropractics to dietary considerations. My husband and I are vegan at this point. And we do meditation. We chant. We're Buddhists, and we chant on a daily basis. And so there's just quite a variety of philosophies and techniques and ideas that all sort of come together for me as healing tools. And I think that, that's kind of a natural process for people to begin to collect those things. And I think they just make a huge difference in how someone is able to live their lives. And so I feel that, I am, in quotes, recovered, but I still can have a bad day every now and then. But I know that I will feel better. And I think that's a critical factor in living with symptoms of any kind of a mental illness, is that it's not static. It's changeable, and that there are things that you can do. And so that would be my message to people, is that you can be very successful.
And on the next note, so how would, for our listeners out there that might be wondering, about themselves, what's something that should cue them in, or how would they know that they needed help, or, who can they contact?
Well, they can look at our website, standagainststigma.com, and there's another great website if you're worried about someone who in your life who you think might be thinking about suicide or be showing those kind of symptoms. It's suicideispreventable.org, and it has a great list of warning signs. But, it's funny, because when we talk about mental illness, we have to also start from some point of mentally healthy, quote unquote, what does that mean?
Mm-hmm.
And, that's kind of a definition that we definitely had to create at some point. And for me, I think, if there's unhappiness, if you're not being productive, and if you're not living the life you want, and, I think, everyone can just start looking at what kind of techniques and coping mechanisms and what can make their life better. And, it doesn't necessarily have to be symptoms of a severe illness to start seeking out help.
Mm-hmm. So what are some of those activities of daily living? I know we've got a minute left. Maybe you could list a few things that, to me, I would think, because, as a doc and I see patients every day, I look for things, if all of a sudden I see a patient coming in that's maybe I notice hasn't been showering lately, or just something different from their norm, or, it's not necessarily crying. You know what I mean? It's not necessarily this look on their face of being sad. But maybe when we come back, you could talk about some of the symptoms of not wanting to get out of bed maybe and getting dressed and starting their, you know, all of a sudden there's some changes at work, you know. I don't know. On our way back, maybe you could help us out with that. This is the Positively Healthy Show. This is Dr. Maria Salas, guest host Mark Dadigan. Come on back. This is KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State.
It's Living Well in Reading, April 27th and 28th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. If you take pride in your health, fitness, nutrition, and well-being, or are interested in how to improve your mind and body, you won't want to miss this show. Admission is free for all, plus plenty of free parking, and complimentary shuttle services are provided too. Come and enjoy Reading's newest health, leisure, and wellness event, the Living Well in Reading Expo. This annual event will feature exhibitors who will focus on everything from general health and well-being products to fitness, pampering, and healthy living in the Reading area. Brought to you by Home Helpers, Dignity Health, your friends at KRCR Channel 7, and Shasta Regional Medical Center. Don't miss Reading's newest health, leisure, and wellness event, Living Well in Reading, April 27th and 28th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. For more information, visit livingwellreading.com.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day. And services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals and an experienced staff who will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at novb.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back, everybody. This is the Positively Healthy Show, and this is Dr. Maria Salas. And if you're just tuning in, we are talking about standing against the stigma, changing minds about mental illness. And my guest co-host today is Mark Dadigan. I want to start off with a little fact. About 22% of people in the U.S. have a mental health problem in any given year, and almost half of them don't seek treatment. Interesting. Many of them avoid getting help because they don't want to be labeled or judged.
Exactly.
I get that.
Yeah.
You know, that's a biggie for people. So.
Yeah. And I mean, just, going to a therapist or a quote unquote shrink,
yeah.
You know, that's not, people won't be as open about that as just going to their doctor or going to their chiropractor or whoever.
Sure. Yeah.
And so a big purpose of the Brave Faces project is to, by people sharing these stories, we're hoping that it kind of normalizes seeking help and seeking treatment for mental health issues of all kinds and all shapes and sizes. And, you know, the Brave Faces, they're all sharing recovery stories in it, and it gives people a roadmap where they, before going in, you know, they might not think, they might have some inkling that they have a mental health issue, but they might think it's just kind of who they are and there's no way to get better. But they learn from the presentations they can. And I've had a number of people talk to us and say, a friend of mine who I'll call Jason, he wrote to me after one of the shows, and he said after seeing the Brave Faces, he went to a therapist to talk about a possible diagnosis of being bipolar. And he also opened up to his sister about having suicidal feelings. And she ended up saying that she also had had feelings like that before.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And it was, you know, just a big, momentous, you know, moment in his life. And
for both of them, I would think,
sure,
right?
Yeah. Know, to have someone to open up to, you know, mm-hmm. and that's just huge. And I'm sure, Iris, you've probably had a lot of comments about your work too with the project.
Yeah, because on our way out, we were talking about symptoms and how we can look, you know, maybe help people with signs and symptoms. And we thought you might be able to add to that.
Right? Oh, yeah. And I think, you know, if you're concerned about someone who might have a serious mental health issue like bipolar or schizophrenia, I think it's important to, you know, go online and look at those symptoms for yourself and try to, you know, before you, talk about someone or try to make a diagnosis. But, I think just in general, anyone who's not, doing the things they love in life, you know, people who are not going out and being social or tending to isolate themselves, you know, those are dangerous warning signs of a mental health issue. And, you know, one thing that, a lot of the Brave Faces talk about is, self-medication. And, you know, and we just talked about that fact that people don't seek treatment because they're afraid of being judged. So how do a lot of people treat their issues?
Yeah, they go inward and they come up with their own thing that makes them feel.
They'll drink, you know, they'll use alcohol. They might use another drug. And that's why we're really trying to get that message out about how substance abuse is often related to mental illness. And Iris, do you have thoughts too? And, you know, specifically about depression, what maybe people should be looking out for if they're worried about a loved one?
Well, I think any time you notice that someone that you love or live with or care about is not living their lives in a happy or cheerful manner, you might think, you know, about what might be going on with them. And just, I think sometimes just asking them the question, if they're not feeling well, just saying, are you feeling depressed, or are you, you know, or are things different from you? Just, you know, just asking that question of them and giving them the opportunity to respond without judgment. I think it's really important for family members to let a person have their say and then to, you know, open the door for people to get treatment. And one of the values of seeing a therapist, for example, is that you develop your own internal sense of wisdom about life that, you know, that you might not be able to do as well if you're talking with a family member or a friend. Sometimes a neutral party can really be helpful in terms of kind of getting you through a hard patch. And I know I recently talked to my daughter after some time has passed. She went through a difficult divorce and really struggled. And I listened to her telling a mutual friend something about her experiences, and I was just awed at the beauty of how she processed that hard time and her sense of understanding and wisdom and strength. She just, you know, it was almost like the bad experience had become, part of her muscle structure. She just was an infinitely more whole human being than if she hadn't gone through that experience. And so, you know, people can have tough times, but in all, what they give you is a little grist for the mill, as has been said, Stephen, whatever his name is. Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, and I think one thing that's really been interesting to work with all the people in the Brave Faces is just how self-assured they are now. You know, going through that healing process, it's like you come out of the fire and they have this wisdom. And I think you described it as you don't have your mask on anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you mean by that?
Well, you know, I think we travel around, or we live in our human bodies thinking that we should be something that we've been raised to think with a sense of normal. And I think very few of us fit into that sort of accepted sense of normal, and we have a tendency not to show who we really are. We have a tendency not to show our quirks and foibles. And the fact is that our vulnerabilities and our, you know, quirky personalities are the things that are interesting about us. And just being perfect and able to function all the time and to always have a smile on our face, there's a terrible stress in that, really. And living with that's the mask, is actually very hard on us.
Being on all the time.
Being
right?
on all the time, mm-hmm. exactly.
On stage.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. So if we can be ourselves and be a little bit quirky and strange, I think that's a good thing.
Yeah, it can be a good thing. I think we have about a minute left. Was there any other shout-outs that you wanted to give or restate your last event?
Well, for the Minds Matter Mental Health Resource Fair, which will be May 9th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the downtown promenade, I just wanted to let everyone know that it'll especially be beneficial for people who may have a family or a loved one that they're a little concerned about, or having heard us talk about symptoms, they might be wondering if they need to get more information. There'll be plenty of information there from all kinds of different service providers and different groups. And also we should have some fun there too.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's what it's about. It's a community event. Get out there. Go meet people. That's what I always try to talk about. This is part of your mental health. Get out there and have some fun with some clay, right?
Yeah.
And come on back. This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State.
Heart is a blue, shoots up through the stony ground. There's no room.
Today, most beef and poultry products come from factory farms, from animals raised in confinement, fed antibiotics, and genetically modified organisms. Fortunately, there's a local source of humanely raised grass-fed beef, organic chickens, and pastured free-range eggs. The Martin family at the Lazy 69 Ranch near Round Mountain wants you to get back in touch with your food and your farmer. Look for Lazy 69 products at Orchard Nutrition, Holiday Market, Sunset Market, or online at lazy69ranch.com.
The Weston A. Price Foundation was created to put forth the research of Dr. Price, whose meticulous study of healthy cultures around the world has given us a foundation for traditional foods that promote vibrant health. The foundation is dedicated to restoring nutrient-dense foods to the human diet through education, research, and activism. The Weston A. Price Foundation supports organic and biodynamic farming, pasture feeding of livestock, community-supported farms, honest and informative labeling, and prepared parenting and nurturing therapies. You can join a local Weston A. Price chapter to attend monthly meetings and learn about these healing foods and practices. Creating community around healing foods is what Weston Price is all about. Check out their website, www.westonaprice.org. It's a virtual encyclopedia of information. Join the foundation and receive their stunning quarterly journal, Wise Traditions.
Hi, Mark Story here to let you know that Haven Humane Society is taking great pride in serving the pet population and pet owners in the community. As CEO of Haven Humane, I invite everyone to check out our new adoption center and all the programs we have in place to help the animals in our care find their forever homes. And our spay-neuter clinic is also here to offer those families on a fixed income pet vaccinations and spay-neuter services. Contact Haven Humane at 241-1653 or visit us East Side Road off of 273.
I'm looking for a place to start, and everything feels so different now.
Welcome back, everybody. This is the Positively Healthy Show, and this is Dr. Maria Salas. My guest co-host today is Mark Dadigan of the Shasta County Public Health.
Health and Human Services.
Health and Human Services, thank you. And, you know, as a chiropractor, we definitely talk about, especially in my office, the way to be subluxated. And we talk about a physical subluxation, a chemical subluxation. And we need to remember that there are ways to get subluxated from emotional subluxation. So I think if we're thinking along those lines today about the nervous system and your brain health, we want to continue this conversation on mental health and the stigma that may come along with it. And so today I've invited Mark to help us with that. And I think you had a myth that you wanted to share with us.
I did, because our project is all about debunking myths. And the myth I have here is mental illness can't be treated. You're ill for life. And
that's the myth.
That's a myth.
So
that what the truth is there's treatment available for almost every mental illness, and most people, when they actually get the appropriate treatment, they recover and they're able to live productive lives. But it can be a struggle to figure out what that appropriate treatment is.
And take time, sure.
And it takes time. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, one thing that I think people don't understand very well, I know I didn't until I started this Brave Faces project, is how hard it can be to get a diagnosis, to get the correct diagnosis for someone who is seeking treatment. And So, Iris, was that ever something that you struggled with yourself?
Well, the diagnosis itself wasn't a problem, but finding proper treatment was. Mm. But it is a problem for others, and particularly if people are dealing with a variety of symptoms, because the mental illness is symptom-driven. And basically what they do, what a doctor or provider will do, is to treat symptoms. And when the symptoms are better, then, you know, they kind of come up with a diagnosis, and they have a diagnosis so that they can bill insurance or Medi-Cal or Medicare or whoever. And that's the only reason for a diagnosis, is you finally come to some sense of, okay, it's this cluster of symptoms. Mm-hmm. And so now we think we know what it is, but I've heard people say that they've had 5, 6, 7, 8 different diagnoses, and it didn't really have anything to do with who they were as a person. Mm-hmm. Finally, the success is when you find a combination of strategies that actually make you feel well, and medication is one of the strategies. And there's a variety, a whole host of alternative strategies as well, from chiropractics to diet to meditation to exercise to what have you, that actually make up a whole complex of a successful strategy for overcoming and recovering from what is called mental illness, which is actually a misnomer, you know?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, we have one fellow, James, who's in the Brave Faces Gallery. He's very adamant. He said, I don't want you to refer to me as someone who's mentally ill. I have a mental health challenge. And he doesn't feel like he's a sick person, you know? And he didn't want that label on him.
Sure.
And actually, there was actually another Brave Faces participant, Danny. She also said the same thing. Mm-hmm. She's like, I wasn't sick and got better. I just found the right tools to move forward and be happier in my life. And I think sometimes if we focus too much on the label, that diagnosis, and what that means, we can kind of lose sight that.
Yeah, because really that diagnosis was only for, you know, payments or, you know, that part of healthcare, which is the billing side of it. But I think, you know, sometimes though, if we look at it, sometimes it helps people to have a name to what they're going through, or to have a category, you know, or something.
Yes.
So then they're kind of like, oh, okay, good. Finally something. I'm not, you know, so there's probably two sides to that.
Yeah. And anyway. I didn't mean to,
brush
that over. Cause you know, I mean, that's the other cool thing about Brave Faces is you have, every experience is different. You know, you have James where he just rejects those labels. And then, one of our first Brave Faces, Steve, you know, he lived this really roller coaster up and down life. He's a smart, intelligent guy, but could never get through school, could never hold down a job. Age 57, he was getting some meds from the Hope Van here. And he asked the guy, hey, what are those meds for? And the guy said, well, these are the meds we usually give to people with bipolar. Mm-hmm. And that was like Steve's realization that first time in his life he ever realized that there could be an issue like that. And so now, I mean, it's exactly what you're saying. For him, the diagnosis was a relief in some ways.
Sure.
Because now it's like, it's not just that he used to think that he was just kind of a bum or a burnout, but now there was some actual health reason.
And to be able to pinpoint that and kind of go, okay, now here's the starting off point. You were talking about, and now where's the plan of attack? You know, here's our plan, we can strategize and, you know, get this going here.
Yeah, and I think the main lesson is just that when you have a serious mental health issue, recovery is possible and treatment can help, but it's complex and it can be kind of a struggle to find the right.
Yeah, and I would think with serious mental illness, it would be complex. Now, what would make something not so serious, or how do we you know, what are the not so serious mental illnesses? That doesn't even make sense to say, really, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, I think you were talking about...
It's kind of a spectrum, really. Do you want to chime in, Iris, on this issue?
Well, I think it is a spectrum from someone that's having a hard time in their life and they're temporarily depressed and anxious, to someone who has depression for weeks and months at an end.
So what's temporary?
Is unremitting. Mm-hmm. Well, I think that there's kind of a clinical time period you know, that if you're depressed for a longer than a period of 2 weeks or longer than a period of 6 months and there's no change in those symptoms, then you might consider going to a doctor and getting treatment and getting a diagnosis and saying, okay, what else do I need to do?
Yeah, getting help.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, there is a difference between temporarily depressed and being chronically depressed, where you can go for months or years without any alleviation of those symptoms. And, you know, at that point, I think somebody really does need some help.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea of a diagnosis does give someone a starting point. And I think oftentimes there's a sense of freedom about it, because instead of feeling like, you know, like Steve, that he was a complete loser, suddenly you need to look at it and do something about it, change it, get treatment.
So that was awesome for him then. Okay, so we are going to come back. I think we have one more segment left. I really thank you guys for coming on here. We're going to finish up here. This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. Come on back.
Today, most beef and poultry products come from factory farms, from animals raised in confinement, fed antibiotics, and genetically modified organisms. Fortunately, there's a local source of humanely raised grass-fed beef, organic chickens, and pastured free-range eggs. The Martin family at the Lazy 69 Ranch near Round Mountain wants you to get back in touch with your food and your farmer. Look for Lazy 69 products at Orchard Nutrition, Holiday Market, Sunset Market, or online at lazy69ranch.com.
The Weston A. Price Foundation was created to put forth the research of Dr. Price, whose meticulous study of healthy cultures around the world has given us a foundation for traditional foods that promote vibrant health. The foundation is dedicated to restoring nutrient-dense foods to the human diet through education, research, and activism. The Weston A. Price Foundation supports organic and biodynamic farming, pasture feeding of livestock, community-supported farms, honest and informative labeling, and prepared parenting and nurturing therapies. You can join a local Weston A. Price chapter to attend monthly meetings and learn about these healing foods and practices. Creating community around healing foods is what Weston Price is all about. Check out their website, www.westonaprice.org. It's a virtual encyclopedia of information. Join the foundation and receive their stunning quarterly journal, Wise Traditions.
As we join Bob, the Mount Shasta Spring Water Drop, we find him with new recruits.
Bob is cool and Bob is swell. He didn't come out of a well.
So, do you have what it takes to be Mount Shasta Spring Water?
Yes, sir. I'm pure and natural, sir.
And why are you here?
Because I don't want to be filtered, sir.
All right, drips, drops. You've got what it takes, so be pure and make America proud.
Bob is cool and he's on top. He's by far the coolest drop. Yes, sir.
Mount Shasta Spring Water. Pure and simple. Naturally the best.
And all American, too.
Dr. Maria Salas, this is the Positively Healthy Show. Welcome back. We are here with my guest co-host, Mark Dadigan, and I believe you had a question for our guest, Iris.
Yeah, well, one thing that's been interesting about doing Brave Faces is I get the feeling that the stigma people suffer from having a mental illness and how it can isolate and lower their self-esteem, that can be almost as bad as the illness itself. I was curious, you know, Iris, to talk about, if you could talk about that experience of being stigmatized, what that's like.
You bet. Happy to. Yeah, there's both self-stigma and stigma from outside. Mm-hmm. And both those have to do with judgment and people feeling that for whatever reason they're less than someone else. And the stigma from outside is having people see you as having a mental illness and therefore incompetent, less able, you know, just less of a person. And I think one of the best antidotes to stigma really is not to care what people think of you. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Or you finally give yourself freedom just to be who you are.
It's completely liberated.
It's absolutely, huh? Completely liberated. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I can be a wild woman, you know, and what other people think of me really doesn't matter. I don't break laws. I don't do anything too strange, mm-hmm. You know, and I have the freedom to think the thoughts I think. And the older I get, the less I care and the more liberated I am from mm-hmm. stigma. And so I would give that gift to others.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, don't care what people think.
Yeah. You know, I want to give a shout out to your husband, because I think that being married and dealing with something like this and to have a very supportive partner is an amazing gift. And do you have any thing that you want to say about that?
I sure do. My husband is an absolutely heroic, wonderful human being that stood beside me every moment throughout this process. I've been hospitalized a couple of times. I've had EC treatments once, and he's been there absolutely every step of the way. And
that's hard for people, you know?
It is hard for people. It is very hard.
So that's why I want to honor him and give that shout out and say, hey, you rock, dude.
He
haven't met
rock.
You yet, yeah. But yeah.
He's become famous for it, as a matter of fact.
Oh, okay, cool. Did you want to say some things? Or?
Yeah, before we go, I want to just emphasize that this is, stigma related to mental illness. It's everyone can make a difference in reducing stigma. And, you know, Iris spoke very eloquently about we have this very narrow definition of normal. And so one way to fight stigma is just, you know, every day try and expand your definition of normal just a little bit until you get more and more comfortable. But also just, you know, learn more about the facts related to mental illness and suicide. There's a lot of misconceptions out there. And just, you know, if you know someone who's going through a mental health struggle, just treat them well. Treat them like any other person who has, you know, a physical health issue.
Sure, in a loving, giving way, and with, you know, brotherly and sisterly love is always a great way to start, I think.
Yeah, and then, you know, just support mental health resources in the community. There's actually a lot more here than people think, but there's definitely not enough. And so that's a way you can also reduce stigma, is support those resources out there.
Okay, so any last resources that you want to give a shout-out to? So we all know.
Well, I think a great starting point to learn more about mental illness is looking at the Brave Faces stories, which are online at standagainststigma.com. And also you can look up Stand Against Stigma on Facebook. And if you're looking very specifically for mental health services, you can go to ShastaHHSA.net. And you can find services there as well.
Okay, that's great. And, of course, on my Facebook page, Healthwise Chiropractic, I'll be sharing a lot of things in the next few weeks. And, you know, we're going to continue this discussion. There's a lot more to talk about here, wouldn't you say, Mark?
Oh, we could go on for another hour.
We totally could.
Do we have time here? Or no,
no, not today. But, you know, I am going to be doing another show coming up about the Golden Gate Bridge and, you know, a lot of the suicides that go on there and the people that are helping. So that'll be a sort of a continuation of this topic, because I believe it is very important. So, Mark, I want to thank you for coming on the show today. Iris, thank you so much for sharing. It's just been an amazing, I believe, gift to our community that you have decided to share, you know, and be so open. And so thank you so much.
My pleasure. I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, and I hope to see you at some of the events, and I hope to hear more about your story. So, yeah, it'll be great. Mark, thank you. You had my back, bro.
I did. I know.
So a shout-out to you. You have a birthday coming up at the end of the month.
I do.
Okay.
I'm not going to share anymore.
Okay. Anyway, I hope you have fun on your birthday, and we'll connect soon. And thank you so much for being on the show. You guys, this is the Positively Healthy Show, and this is Dr. Maria Salas. I will be back in 2 weeks. I promise, I promise. Remember, every first and third Saturday of the month. Thank you so much. This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State.
Yeah.
Heart is a blue, shoots up through the stony ground. There's no room, no space to rent in this town. You're out of luck, and the reason that you had to care, the traffic is stuck, and you're not moving
anywhere. KCNR 1460,
you thought you found fair. Take you out of this place. Someone you can lend a hand in return for grace. It's a beautiful day. Sky falls, you feel like it's a beautiful day. To make it away. You're on the road. You got no destination.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Fox News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. Armed guards are keeping watch over the surviving terror suspect from Monday's Boston Marathon bombing. 19-year-old Jakar Tsarnaev is in serious condition at Massachusetts General Hospital, captured by police last night after gunfire pierced a quiet neighborhood in Watertown, Massachusetts.
Looking back, it's pretty scary because we had gone out on the back deck a couple times to get some fresh air after being cooped up. And now I'm looking back thinking, like, this kid could have came right up on the deck and, you know, got us. I mean, he was right there. We didn't even realize it. So, it's pretty scary.
Nick Giannetti lives in Watertown, not far from the home where Tsarnaev was caught, hiding out in a boat covered with a tarp.
Federal authorities are poring over that evidence that they have. Of course, there's the boat to be looked at. This area is still a crime scene. Hopefully, federal authorities will be able to gather some evidence here. And there is so much more to learn about this crime.
Fox's Molly Line in Watertown, Massachusetts. Federal authorities say a special interrogation